sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Welcome aboard Facebook. I've entitled this video, Though Your Sins Be As Scarlet, They Shall Be White As Snow. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Well, I just read from 2 Corinthians 5:19, Colossians 1:19 and 20, Psalm 85:10, Jeremiah 29:11, Isaiah 1:18, Job 22:21, Micah 7:18, Philippians 2:12 and 13, and Isaiah 26:12. We look at ourselves and see our proneness to sin, how often we are drawn away of our own lust and enticed, how often we get in the flesh, how often we are not living in the spirit but in the flesh. Aren't you glad to know that God is a compassionate, forgiving God? He knows that we're dust. But he has paid the cruel, he has paid the price on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for his people. And he will not impute our trespasses against us. And anyone who wants to promote the doctrine of free will should read that scripture, that last scripture that I read. And I'll read it again. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all our works in us. Isaiah 26:12. Has he ordained peace for you? Has he died on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for you? Has he shed his blood for you? If we have faith, it's been given to us by God himself. He is the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He will ordain peace for us. We do not choose him, for he's chosen us. The Bible says we are born and conceived in sin, and all men died in Adam, and all who are made alive in Christ. The Bible does not say that faith, belief, or repentance saves you, but it does say that Jesus came to save his people from their sins. And it does says that all that the Father hath given him will come to him, and all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. The Bible says the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. And Christ also says you must be born again. So the Bible says the first thing that must happen to a sinner is that he must be born again, and then he receives the faith to believe that Christ died for his sins, and then he will readily confess that he's a sinner in need of Jesus as his Savior. He will then trust in the completed work of Jesus Christ for him on Calvary as a perfect sacrifice for his sins. When this happens, a sinner becomes a new creature in Christ, and he's no longer under condemnation. He has received forgiveness on the merits of God's gift to him. And he realizes now that he was foreknown, predestinated, called, justified, and glorified. All glory goes to the Son, not any works that we have done. Lord, my soul longs for you. How I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives that living water, and it never runs dry. He bought me with his blood. I am the apple of his eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father, and he is always there. When friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious, loving Savior, how he loves me so. Thank you, Lord, for placing me where the cool waters flow. Christ's bleeding hands and feet are proof that God the Father's demands were met. Foreordained before creation, God's decree was already set. Before you and I were ever born, he was slain, you see. His bleeding wounds and hands and feet were a crucial part of this decree. God's justice was met through Christ on Calvary for such a wretched sinner, and that sinner was me. Thank you, Lord, for suffering in my stead to raise me to new life from the dead. Well, today we joy in the God of our salvation. We have nothing to boast of in and of ourselves. Let the gospel be proclaimed far and wide. Jesus Christ came, and for sinners he did die. His Father gave them to the Son. It is finished, he cried. The work, it is done. Never again must a sacrifice be made. Christ was 3 days in the ground, but rose from that grave. Yes, he died, was buried, and rose for his people to save. And they are no longer under the curse of sin, for the Holy Spirit has caused them to be born again. And when we falter and succumb to sin, Christ, our mediator, forgives us again. Thanks for saving us by your grace. I'm glad that he has ordained peace for us. We can never ordain peace for ourselves. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. Behold the man, that's what they said, while my Savior suffered and bled. Indescribable anguish and pain, bearing my sins so eternal life I would gain. Bleeding from his head, his hands, his feet, his side, knowing that for his people he was suffering and would die. But still in all this agony and pain too, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What marvelous love was shown to us while he was on the tree, taking all our sins, suffering in such misery, giving us salvation, purchasing our liberty. O sacred head, now wounded with the crown of thorns, the mockery and ridicule, he heard all their scorns. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross, they cried, but my Savior laid his head on his shoulder, saying, it is finished, and then died. To save this wretched sinner, to purchase in my stead, to suffer the wrath of his Father when I deserved it instead. Thank you, Lord, for taking all this grief and pain and giving me salvation. All glory to the Lamb. Well, may the good Lord be with you this morning in a special way, and let us give all glory and honor and thanks to our Heavenly Father. and Jesus Christ, his Son, who died, and for us, the victory won. God bless.